The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, we're back this morning. We got Bill back on here again. Bill, appreciate you holding on there.
All right, I just wanted to thank you. You sent me off to Wild West Guns, and I replaced the gun that was stolen out of my truck. And, gosh, you gave me a great deal. And
good deal.
And I got a super nice gun. Nice people over there.
Yeah, Victor's a great guy. And, I mean, you know, it's just, you know, as far as, like, you know, going over there and being able to get what you need. And if you don't have what you need, he can get it. But
he had what I needed.
I'm glad he had it right there in stock, so that was great. But you're talking about the clothes washing stuff and all that. Mm-hmm. He sells a lot of hunting clothes and all that over there, you know, so he might have all that over there too.
No, I just needed a pistol.
Yeah.
I bought a Springfield Armory XD9 that I had stolen out of my truck, and he hooked me up and gave me a great price.
Good deal. Well, I appreciate that so much, and I appreciate you telling us, you know, because
he was good to me.
Yeah, and, you know, that's where I buy my guns and ammo at over there myself, you know, because he is such a great guy, and like I say, if he don't have what you need, he'll get it for you.
Well, I also accused his wife of being a screamer after he told me when she hooked a trout on a bomber, she was yelling about it, so that was pretty fun. Hey, I'm going to get off the phone, I'm going to start loading up here, but I'm hoping that since it's Christmas, Vic,
yeah,
and I've taken up 30 seconds, you won't cut Taylor off if he calls
me. No.
I'll see you later.
I always give Taylor time. Good luck out there, Bill. And let's see. Brian, Little Hooker. Morning, Brian.
Morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
All right, sir. How about you?
Well, I'm calling live from Divine, Texas.
There you go.
Seeing some nice pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be heading back. Dustin's daddy and him, they're going to sit this morning. I'm bucked out. I got two more tags to really fill, but I to be honest. Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay, I heard Alan come on for a minute. Alan's on there for a minute.
Oh, okay. I don't know how that happened, but go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I'm pretty much done. I killed two good bucks, and I just got so much meat from last year and this year. It's too cold this morning, so I said I'm gonna just chill in the truck. I'm actually looking for some turkeys, to be honest with you.
Nice. There you go. What? How cold is it over there this morning?
It's 38 degrees this morning.
Woo! Yeah,
yeah. I'm looking forward to that trip next year, buddy.
Yep. I hope you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. I got ground blind. Will travel.
Yeah, I've been seeing the pictures you've been posting, and man, they're nice.
Yeah. Dustin's daddy killed a real good 10, heavy horn 10 the other day. I seen a good buck, and I don't know. I like to shoot my deer early. I don't know. I just, you know, anyway, I seen that good 9, and that first 8 I killed, the pictures don't do him justice. He's a good buck. He's heavy horn, good 8, but, you know, there's just tons and tons of deer out here. But, you know, the big ones, they're smart, you know, you get it early, you know, then the big bucks start trying to, they start figuring you out a little bit. but like I said, you know, if you come over here, you kill two bucks, you know, you're allowed three bucks and three does. But, like I said, I'm tickled to death, with my two, and I killed two bucks and two does and actually two javelines.
Nice.
Man.
So.
I'll be over there to help you with that freezer space.
Honestly, to be honest with you, yeah. Like I said, anybody, you know, I'll get you a little pack together too, Vic. So I got, like I said, you know, last year I brought 5 deer home, so you know, I got plenty of meat. But anyway, how's the bite been? I'm ready to get back. I can tell you that. I've been thinking about fishing for a week now.
Well, Chip's been on some trout. As far as the trout bite, the first of the week seemed like it was pretty good. And then all of a sudden Wednesday, we only caught one trout Wednesday. I mean, it was a nice one, but, you know, just one. I mean, I was trying to show some guys how to, you know, catch them several different ways. And, I mean, even float fishing live shrimp, I couldn't find them. So we just went redfish fishing. Redfish bite's been pretty good.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, good deal. All the trout been in the river still?
Yeah, and in the cove.
Okay.
Good deal. Talk to me when you come back. You know, you're probably not going to fish. Yeah. You're not probably going to fish till next week sometime, right?
Yeah.
After Christmas? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We'll talk after Christmas.
Yes, sir. Yeah. What about Chippy? You been fishing?
Oh, yeah. I've been out there fishing. I think those big tides we had pulled a lot of that fresh water back into the river systems, you know, with a big push on the tides. I think that might have affected those trout.
Yeah, because I think it was Thursday morning. I can't remember. But Matt told me that the salinity was back, you know, got up to about 18% right there, Browns Creek. It was back down to 8.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just unbelievable how much fresh water is still in this river from – you know, that hurricane, because I mean, it's not like we're having a lot of rains, you know, but it's got to be from that and the nor'easter just not letting, you know, because every time, I mean, for what, 3 months, let's see, September. Yeah. For 3 whole months, every time you turn around, it's a nor'easter, you know?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we've had it ever since before the hurricane, which was crazy. I mean, the hurricane hit us right on a nor'easter, you know? And, I think that's what's keeping this fresh water from actually getting out of here, because you know, it just doesn't let it drop. I mean, we haven't had those extreme low tides. We have had a few nice extreme low tides, but not as many as we should have, because you should have them twice a month, you know, for almost a week. Mm-hmm. Twice a month.
Yes, sir. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think this week I did read a couple that the tide got pretty low.
Yeah.
So that's better, you know what I'm saying? You know, but hopefully we get that salt back running in there good, and get everything fired off again. Hopefully we don't get that stupid hurricane next year.
Yeah, I know, me too, because the way that one came straight up the coast, straight up the state, it just, with the St. John's being 300 miles long like that, it just dumped so much water in the, you know, down there. And, you know, for it's very unusual for it to be that bad that long. You know,
right?
I mean, you figure a hurricane hits, you know, even with a couple of nor'easters, you know, in October, November, you would figure that, you know, the water would be back to normal, you know, in a month. That's probably about what it usually is about a month. And here we are, let's see, September, October, November, December. Here we are 3 months later, almost 4 months later, and still got fresh water. And I was in the cove the other day. We dropped a shrimp down on a float rig. You drift him one time, pull him in, he's dead. That quick. And that's how fresh that water was over there. Which always seems strange to me, you know, because the shrimp go way up in the fresh water. But why do they die with that fresh water? But I guess after getting used to the salt for, you know, getting out there so far. And we might be getting some West Coast shrimp, you know, there again. They're not used to the fresh water either. But them to die that quick was just really strange.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Kind of eye-opener of how much fresh water is in there, for sure.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I hope everybody can give you a call. I mean, I know you probably, you know, are still over there, you know, not taking too many calls about your little hooker clothing and all. But people can get on your website. Yeah. Put your website out there.
It's www.littlehookerclothing.com, and the little is L-I-L, hookerclothing.com.
Be sure you put L-I-L, hooker, and clothing on there.
It's a little hooker thing.
Correct. All right, guys. Well, I'll be listening to y'all, and y'all have a great show, and I will call y'all next week, and maybe we can do some fishing, because I'll be off till the 3rd of January.
All right, Brian. Merry Christmas.
Like, you're a real captain?
Yes, in as little as 7 days, Sea School can prepare you to become a U.S. Coast Guard licensed captain. Sea School has been working with folks just like you for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Stop taking friends out for gas money and start making money as a fishing guide. You can even write off your boat as a business expense. In Jacksonville, call 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. That's 904-722-1400 or visit seaschool.com. Our motto is, we hold your hand until it holds a license.
Your boat is so big.
For the finest custom embroidery and screen printing, call Stitches and Screens. Since 1988, Stitches and Screens has provided high-quality, eye-catching embroidery and screen printing services. Let our creative staff keep your staff, team, or school looking sharp. Call 246-7616. That's 246-7616. Make sure you visit our new user-friendly website at stitchesandscreens.com.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Service, located at 5615 West Gannett Boulevard, Jacksonville. TMS is owned and operated by Charlie. Call 904-573-0480. They're open Monday through Thursday, 8 to 6, Friday, 8 to 4. Closed Saturday and Sunday out fishing. TMS is an authorized warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, Power Pole, Cannon, Talon, Keep Alive Oxygen Systems, and much more. TMS sells and installs all electrical products for your boating needs, as well as batteries and charging systems. Go see Charlie and Linda for all your trolling motor needs. 573-0480.
Stop by Dick's Wings, located at 14286 Beach Boulevard. Showcasing football, NFL ticket, and voted number one for trivia in Jacksonville on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Don't forget Texas Hold'em on Monday night. Make it your place for hot wings, cold beer, good times, and their famous boneless wings, smothered with Cajun ranch sauce. Don't forget, Dick's Wings is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back in... I want to let everybody know real quick that Rick's Bait and Tackle is also going to be closed at 3 o'clock tomorrow. So if you're going to go fishing tomorrow, need to get out there before 3 o'clock. And anyway, let's get Captain Pete on there. Good morning, Captain.
What's happening, Captain?
How you been?
What's going on?
I've been tired. I just wanted to make a point to give you a call and wish you a Merry Christmas. And I miss you guys.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate hearing from you, Pete. I know it's been quite a while, but you've been doing okay?
Yeah, pretty well. Our company opened a new store in Palatka, and I got transferred over there, so cut 100 miles off of my commute, but wasn't prepared for the workload of a new store. Good gravy.
Wow. Man, you fishing, you getting to fish very much or not with the new store opening?
A little bit. I've been going offshore, staying within the beach, looking for some new numbers that the hurricane uncovered, and found a few.
We're good.
Couldn't get away from the slot reds.
Slot reds?
Yeah, they've been offshore really thick.
That's wild. You know, it must be the fresh water helped flush them out of there or something. Other. I mean, are they usually that thick out there?
No, I don't recall catching slot reds that close to the beach before.
Yeah, I mean, usually it's all, you know, when you get out there, I mean, sometime in the surf you do, of course, but when you're saying off the beach out there, I mean, that's usually them oversized bull reds and stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't ever remember seeing a slot red like that. I was fishing about 5 to 7 miles out, just you know, inside of land. And, those fish are hungry. They were eating live beeliners and grunts. Like, good grief!
Wow.
From what I understand, those fish cannot be harvested over 3 miles after you hit three
That's
miles.
That's right. Yeah. Outside the demarcation line, that is accurate. You cannot keep them in outside of three nautical miles.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
I know it.
So between the snapper and the reds, it's hard to catch dinner.
Yeah, I bet. And you know, when I first heard about that rule years ago, that you couldn't keep a, you know, legal-sized redfish in federal waters, I was like, well, you know, who catches them in federal waters? I mean, why did they even make that law? But I can see now, because you're talking about catching them now. But back then, I thought, you know, when I fished offshore, I never caught a keeper red offshore.
Yeah.
No, I haven't either.
You know, a slot red like that, to be that far offshore, is just so unusual. You know, I mean, as far as I was concerned, I've never seen one out there. And then whenever you start talking about that, I'm like, is that normal? That's not normal, you know?
No, I heard you talking about the fresh water, and man, we have gotten a lot of rain down by my house. And, I personally think that's where it's coming from. It rained for 30 hours straight Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
I think it was when we had that. And the ramps were so flooded that you couldn't even launch a boat in the river.
Well, you know, the guys that fish with me from Orlando, they were telling me that down there in Lake Monroe, it's still outside the banks out there. The water is. And some of the cow pastures are still flooded and stuff like that. And that was just a couple of weeks ago they were talking about that. And I was like, you know, this water just can't get out, I guess, undoubtedly. And then you're talking about adding more water on top of it. I didn't think about it raining on Thanksgiving. But, yeah, we had some rain here all day Thanksgiving, you know, off and on all day. But I didn't figure it was enough to really mess it up. But I guess as much water as you got down there, it's got to flow up this way.
Yeah, it takes a while, especially with the lack of the extreme low tides.
Right. Yeah, we need to get some lower tides in here. I mean, really bad. You know, it's, I mean, even at this point, you know, our last new moon, it only got down to like a -0.1. And then when you have like an east wind blowing or whatever, it's not even going to get that low.
But yeah, see, I hadn't even. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that, and we're looking at like the 30th and the 31st of this month. Looking at a -0.3, then a -0.6. So that'll be some of the lower tides we've had in quite a while. And, you know, they're showing that first week of January getting down to -1.3,
wow,
which is some really low tides. But unfortunately, what may happen is we get an oyster blow in there. That's not going to do it, you know.
Here we go again with another one.
I know. And so we're showing a -0.1, -0.3, you know, -0.2, -1.3, -1.2. So at that point, that's going to be the lowest tides. If we don't have a nor'easter, that's going to be the lowest tides I've seen in months.
Hmm.
Yeah, let's hope so.
I do. I hope so. Maybe it'll suck that water out of here.
It'll help. You know, with Lake George down there and all that, that holds a lot of water.
It sure does. And I tell you, whenever I'm running, you turn around and look at the prop wash. Now, normally people that don't fish a lot, you know, that fish on board my boat or something, they probably don't notice it. But I turn around and I look and I say, look how brown that water is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still just as brown when you're fishing anywhere close to Mill Cove, Danes Point Bridge, you know, getting up close to Trout River, places like that, the cruise ship docks. I mean, any of that, it is so brown it looks like you're in a lake.
Yeah, I imagine it looks the same as it does down by my house.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I just can't wait for it to get back to normal.
I hadn't even messed with the waterways. I've just been going out of St. Augustine and running right offshore. And, I know there's a lot of old numbers that I have that have been uncovered with these storms, so I'm having fun looking for those.
All right, and you're finding some?
Yes, a handful. You know, nothing to get super excited about, but I found a couple that I've caught some nice sea bass off.
Good.
I, I don't know about you, but you put a cooked sea bass fillet on top of my head, my tongue will beat my brain out trying to get it.
I know. They are good. They are good. You know what? Did you ever catch those things at the end of the South Jetties right there? Those big sea bass, we call them greenheads, you know, to come in there in April. For some reason, those like 2 to 4 pounders would be all over the tip of the South Jetties right there.
No, I really haven't fished the jetties too much. I always worry about the traffic coming in and out of there. It's so hard to anchor and can be dangerous.
Yeah. But I tell you, the last couple of years, probably the last 3 years, I haven't seen them in there. But I mean, the big old sea bass used to come in there and I don't know why, because I don't know. I mean, I've never seen any eggs in them, so I don't think they're spawning in there or anything. But for some reason, in April, they'd come in there for about 2 weeks, and it'd be nice big old sea bass.
I'm going to have to try that out. I went and spent the money and got an iPilot.
Yeah, man, that is the ticket, let me tell you.
I think it's the worst thing to ever happen to sport fish.
Yeah, right. yeah, because a lot of places, I'm with you as far as trying to drop the anchor. Let me tell you, I've had a problem with my trolling motor. So I anchored up, matter of fact, Thursday, I dropped the anchor and in the rocks out there at the jetties. And I did not think I was going to get it back. It took me about 30 minutes to get it back. And when I did, it's a 6-prong stainless steel anchor. And when I finally popped loose, now it didn't even break the strap. It's what's so weird. It's just the way that anchor was in there, I guess. But of course, when I pulled it up, the strap was broke. But what I mean is usually it'll pop the strap and pull out backwards. But, it didn't pop the strap. It finally popped the whole thing loose. And when I pulled it up, all 6 tines were straight up.
Wow.
I mean, that thing was in such bad shape. Matter of fact, while I'm off here during Christmas, I'm going to have to try to straighten it out, because I took a little piece of pipe I've got, the aluminum pipe, and tried to bend them back right, you know, but it things in so out of shape. But all 6 of them were straight. I could not believe it. It's a wonder that's I got right. That one back.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's hard to bend stainless like that.
Well, the small stainless that you get over there at B&M Bait and Tackle, they actually bend a little easier than the rebar.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's of course, there's different grades of stainless, so it might be a different grade, but they usually bend better than those rebar.
Yeah, I don't really know that much about jetty anchors. I've always been afraid. I've seen too much of the boats coming in and out of there. I'm worried about Joe Sixpack more than anything.
Yeah, and you know how it is. I mean, it's if you don't have a boat anchored right, you next to those rocks out there, you could get in some big bad trouble. And that's what I'm so glad about my trolling motor, being able to get up there and just put it on spot lock. And the thing about it is, even if the back of your boat kind of gets pushed in toward the rocks from the current, you just hit the button and moves you out 5 feet, you know. And if I see the pilot boat coming by, or, you know, a big yacht coming heading toward Sisters Creek or something, you know, up in there, I mean, I can just hit the button and move the boat out a little bit. And when the waves go by, hit the button, move it back a little bit. It's so convenient.
It's brilliant. Whoever thought of it, I sure would like to shake his hand.
I know, and I've always said, it's, you know, after I got mine, whoever come up with that deserves the money. They really do.
Oh, yeah. it was a tough pill to swallow to pay that money, but I'm sure glad I did.
Well, Merry Christmas, Pete. I appreciate you giving us a call. It's good to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you in quite a while, so I understand getting busy in life. How's the baby doing? It's not a baby anymore, huh?
No, he started school.
Golly, I remember when he was born.
Yeah,
man.
By the way, I get 3 weeks of vacation this year, so I'm going to scratch fishing with you off of my bucket list. I'm going to try and do that this winter.
That'd be great. I'd love to have you. It'd be great to see you again, Pete.
Oh, yeah. Remember my condition. I want to do what you want to do.
All right. Sounds great. I look forward to it.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, Pete. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you, Dale.
Great to hear from you.
Yeah.
And Rob, if you can hold on, we'll get you on here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A 26-year-old California tow truck driver is in custody. He's accused of plotting a Christmas Day attack on San Francisco's Pier 39 tourist area. Officials say he's a former U.S. military member who converted to Islam. American consumers stepped up their spending last month. It's taken as a good sign for the holiday shopping season. A tropical storm has unleashed flash flooding and set off landslides in the southern Philippines at a peak time for travel and Christmas preparations. That's left at least 75 people dead and 58 others missing. Officials say today that landslides and flash floods triggered by Tropical Storm Tembin inflicted most of the deaths in the hard-hit provinces of Lanao del Norte and Del Sur. In Maine, the Department of Transportation says wintry weather is so dangerous they want people to try to minimize travel this weekend if they possibly can. This is SRN News.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate Christmas present. Own your own home in time for the holidays. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he will give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN, S-H-A-W-N. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty can do it. 904-77-SEAN, 777-4296, 904-77-SHAWN, Sean Robinson Realty.
The Jacksonville Junior Chamber is hosting the Jacksonville Outstanding Young Professional Awards on January 18th, recognizing those who make a difference and are leaders in their industries. You know someone who is between the ages of 18 and 41 and is an outstanding leader in academics, business, government, science, or the community, or is a notable Jacksonville influencer? Please nominate them at jacksyoungprofessionals.com. Nomination deadline is December 30th. Brought to you by EU Jacksonville and the Jacksonville JCs.
Trust. It's something that has to be earned. Without honesty, there can be no trust. At Stewart Automotive, they get that. When you bring your automobile to their shop, they repair only what's needed. At Stewart Automotive, their ASC certified technicians not only know how to repair your automobile, they know the importance of gaining your trust. Stewart Automotive. Call 992-6868. That's 992-6868. Online at stewartautomotiverepair.com.
WBOB AM 600 The Answer wants you to know one in four homeless people in America is a U.S. veteran. Homeless veterans can be found in any community, including right here in Northeast Florida. You can help by making a donation to the National Coalition of Homeless Veterans or call 354-4162. That's 904-354-4162. And thank you from WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? WBOB has the answer.
Watch out for the nasty fog and the crash at I-10 East over there at the exit to Hammond Boulevard. That's exit 355. Fog should continue on and off through about Sunday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Through tomorrow night, highs today about 78, low tonight 63, and Sunday night 51. Still hanging at 58, a lot of fog right here at WBOB, AM 600, The Answer.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back here. We got Rob's been on the land. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Captain.
How you doing? Merry Christmas.
I called in to wish you Merry Christmas and also to Chip, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. Appreciate your call this morning. And it's come this year so fast and be gone so fast, too, before you know it.
I mean, it seems like yesterday was Labor Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it rolled in on us quick this year.
Yeah, just my dad told me years and years ago that the older you get, the faster it goes by. And let me tell you, that's the truth. It just seems like the years just, you know. I mean, I can't believe
as old as I am. It is zippity zap.
Oh, I can't believe I'm as old as I am. I just hope I can keep going.
52. So how old you are now?
Yeah, I wish. I really wish 52. Yeah, that would be great.
Right.
Actually, if I was 52, I would have only been chartering, what, 5 years then?
Gotcha.
Something like that, yeah. Yep. But, yeah, I started chartering in my 40s, so 65 now. So it didn't really creep up on me. It just all of a sudden was here, you know?
Right.
But that's what happens. Yeah, Alan's agreeing in there too.
Chipper, if you can find time sometime during the holidays, I need to do some testing in the cement pond.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll be gone for a few days and to Melbourne, and then I'll be back, and then I think I'm booked through the first. I think I might have the New Year's Day open, but I'll give you a holler.
No worries. And I'm trying to get the word out to anybody that's got one of my spinning spoons, the older version, that if they'll get it back to me, I'll modify it for nothing.
Yep, I like that modification too.
Okay, so they can call you. Is that 223 number okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 223-9443.
Yes, sir.
All
righty. And once again, y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks,
you
Rob.
Too.
Have a great holiday.
You too. Appreciate the wishes. A Merry Christmas to you and yours too.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Let's get Taylor on real quick. Morning, Taylor.
What's going on?
Let's see. Let me set the timer up here.
I got it right here.
I thought I was third in line because I called the producer. He said, oh, there's two in line. I'm like, man.
No,
the other person must have hung up.
I don't know. I try to keep them straight here by writing them down so I know which one's first, second, third. But
yeah, I've been pretty busy getting a lot of calls. I can't believe how many calls.
Chris, if you were next in line, I'm sorry, I'll get you on when we get through with Taylor here.
Well, you only have 30 seconds, so.
I can't believe how many calls y'all had this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. And Merry Christmas, Taylor.
Merry Christmas. I was calling to talk about that protein skimmer. That thing works great if you're growing the mud minnows, but if you're just like go to get the mud minnows and you put them in a bucket and you only got them for 2 or 3 days, the protein skimmer won't do anything because there's not any protein in the water.
I'm talking about keeping them if you have a tank set up at your house and you want to continue.
Oh, yeah,
they
work great if you keep them for like if you got this tank cycled and use them for 3 or 4 months, but
yeah.
If you got that many minnows, you ain't fishing. You need to get out there and go fishing.
Well, if you're a charter guide and you go through that much bait, Taylor, if you go buy them when the bait's good, then you can keep them.
Yeah.
Like if, you know, you go buy.
It's a lot of work, you know, changing the water out and all that stuff. I have a 55-gallon saltwater tank, and I got tired of changing the water, so I got somebody comes to my house like once a month, every 2 months, and they do it all for me for like $60.
No wonder you charge so much to detail cars.
Yeah, you don't even have to maintain your saltwater tank. You got somebody doing it for you, huh?
Yeah, because you got to like get the salt, the water, then you got to mix it, and then you got to make sure the salinity's right. It's a lot of work.
Let me ask you a question, because I've always wanted a saltwater tank. I've never had a saltwater tank. I've had a bunch of freshwater tanks, okay? And I used to grow fish to sell to fish stores, you know. So, you know, I'd breed them and all that. So I had a bunch of tanks and everything, but they were all freshwater. So what happens when the power goes off?
Oh, the power goes off. You have a sump on or below, so the water will flow down, and then there's like a little line with a water level. So you usually just fill it to that water line, and then when the power goes off, the water will flow down to the sump, and your sump can hold more water than the water line, so it won't overflood your house.
Yeah, it won't flood out.
No, but I mean, what happens when the water stops moving?
When the water stops moving, then you got like couple days, and then after that you don't have any oxygen, and then the fish start dying.
Okay,
then you got to put a bubbler in there.
So just putting a regular bubbler though would help in a saltwater tank too.
Oh yeah, it would help. Yeah, it would help you. You know, to get the power on. If you got corals, then it won't help, because you need light to grow those corals. So if you don't have any power for a couple of days, you're screwed.
Oh, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. So as long as you got live coral, you need, but you couldn't just open blinds and let the sunlight get in there?
I mean, it's not enough sunlight to go directly in.
Oh,
if you
okay.
have a tank, or maybe they talk about it on the forums and they try to do that, but it's just not enough and do it.
Well, you mentioned you might go fishing last Saturday. Did you go?
No, I don't think I went. I was going to go, but then I didn't had to go do this and do that, and then I didn't have a chance to go. Nobody wanted to go, but
yeah.
Oh, well.
All
it
right.
is what it is. I want to go this morning, but the tide's low right now.
That's perfect.
That's
I know, but the valley, and Chip, you know, talks about going to the valley. He said the valley's good outgoing tide, but it's already dead low. So,
oh,
Chip went to fishing, he went to the Milko.
I think he's throwing you a pump fake there.
Yeah, because
I don't know. I believe Chip, he wasn't lying.
Oh, you mean Chip went fishing today?
No, I'm saying when the last couple of days he went fishing with Chip Rampachek.
Oh, I see.
He's going to go to the valley. He said, no, the valley's not right. You know, the valley is good on outgoing tide. But this morning at 7-something, it was dead low. So by the time I get to the valley after the show's over, it's going to be dead low. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
The tide's kind of off this morning.
Yeah, because they're showing 444 at Mayport was low tide. So up there, I think it's, what, 3 hours?
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah.
There you go. So that make it right about 744. So. Yeah, so that means it's coming in now.
If we get some over coverage, cloud coverage, maybe about 12 for a big valley when it starts going out, probably good, or 1.
Yeah, because it's, let's see, 11:36 high tide at Mayport. So if you're talking about 3 hours, yeah, you're talking right at, you know, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but I hate this morning tide where it's dead low, and I'm like, damn it.
Oh, I love the dead low. I love the dead low in the morning.
Tide. Heartbeat.
I love.
Well, I don't know where to fish. I'm an amateur. I don't know where to fish at dead low.
Well, that's why you need to get out there dead low and find them.
And find them. Yeah.
Let me tell you the thing about getting out there dead low is for the redfish. That's when you do find them, because that's when you see them moving around in the shallows better. You can't go out there. They're not going to be moving around in the shallows if it's 3 foot deep. But you get out there on that, and what I like about low tide and the first of the incoming is a lot of times those reds are going to go up along the edges. On a slope bank or right along the edge of the grass, once that water gets up high enough to be along the edge of grass, that's when you generally see their back out of the water and they're just kind of easing down the bank. And makes it a lot easier to sight cast to them.
I need to find somebody that's growing mud minnows. I just go to their house. But another thing is, too, it costs so much money. Those protein skimmers, you can make them, but you got to figure out how big your system is. Like if you go out and buy, you know, a 20-gallon tank to put it in there and you build a little protein skimmer, it probably won't be big enough. So you have to go, like, if you go to the aquarium stores,
yeah. We used to build them.
They always ask you.
We build them all the time, Taylor, for all the big tanks. My brother and I had, I don't know, 9 or 10 tanks in our house from live coral tanks.
You go get little nano tanks. They have nano tanks and the smaller skimmers or little small skimmers, and then you go up to like a 90-gallon tank, then they get bigger. They get bigger and bigger. So if you just got a little tiny one on a 30-gallon tank, it's not enough to do anything.
Yeah, we built our own. They're real easy to build.
How big is your tank?
They work great.
How big is your tank?
55 gallons.
How much?
55 gallons.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'd like to get a bigger one, but it just costs the money. To keep saltwater tank your house and change it everything out and then have a refractor meter room to do all that.
Where do they come?
It's better just to go to the bait stores.
Where do they come? Once a month?
I mean, I don't really have them come all the time. I mean, lately it's been like 3 or 4 months, but my tank was getting bad, so I called the guy, and he came out and brings all the water. It's already mixed.
Wow, did we give Taylor that much time today?
Wow. Man, I didn't look at the timer. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I guess that other guy's on hold. I'll let you talk to the other
Taylor, have a Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You too.
Merry Christmas, Taylor. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling here. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Talk soon.
Chris, if you can, hold on. I realize you've been holding on, but if you can hold on, we'll get you on as soon as we come back. I appreciate you calling. And 222-8255 is the number to call, and we'll be back right after this.
Hey! That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance. Building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. If you don't have a boat, Browns has the finest docks to fish from. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 The Answer. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. Still Just Fishing is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here he is, the wizard of the waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. We got Crispin patiently holding. I hope he's been patiently holding. Morning, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, how about it? Captain Chris.
I,
I heard all that discussion about the saltwater tank, and I think Taylor probably learned everything he knows where I learned it from with my grandkids watching Finding Dory.
There you go.
So yeah, and then I heard you guys talking about the spot log, and I think Vic, I think I was sharing with you that the troller I had Charlie put on a couple of years ago, it's just a manual model. So when I hook up, when I was fishing that tournament a couple of weeks ago by myself, and so every time I'd hook up a red at the jetty, I have to come off my spot, and those spot log guys will run right up in there, lock up, and then
then
you lost it. So yeah, that spot log, that's really something. I'm assuming though that you have to have a GPS unit for that thing to Bluetooth or talk to get
while it's
on the boat.
Not it's all in the trolling motor.
Oh, it's got its own GPS.
Okay. Oh yeah, you just hit that remote button, and it does have a wire that you can hook to your depth finder to add all these GPS spots if you want, like, you know, waypoints and all that you can add into that, so that you can just set it up to where you hit the thing and it'll talk to the trolling motor, and you know, but I don't have mine hooked that way. I just, you know, and also you can take, I forget how many spots that you can add on to your remote. Do you remember, Chip? I don't know.
You can add, you can actually navigate it down a ridge line, you know, a ridge in the intercoastal. You can have it navigate to little spots on your, if you're offshore, bouncing on the edges of the wreck or the reef or the ledge you're fishing. I mean, you can set it up to run a whole course.
Yeah. You know? And I don't know how many of those you can set in the remote, but I mean, I fish so many places, I don't have mine set up that way. But what they also have is, Chris, is they have cruise control in it. And what amazes me about the cruise control, you know how you have these current lines and eddies and things like that on different shorelines? Well, if we're throwing lures down, say, a grass bank, we're going straight down a grass bank, you set the thing up and you set it to whatever speed you want. And you hit that cruise control where it's going to go straight down that bank, and you can do whatever, like taking fish off, measuring, do whatever you want to. You know, usually you'd have to be up there with a hand-controlled trolling motor and guide it, because if you would get off the trolling motor, the wind may blow you 200 feet off the shoreline. Then you got to cruise back over there to keep going down the bank. This thing will take you straight down the bank. And you can do whatever. Doesn't matter if the wind's blowing or, you know, you get a fish on or whatever. When it gets to an eddy, say if you're wanting it to go one knot, a speed of one knot while you're throwing lures down a bank. Yeah. When it gets to an eddy where there's no current, it'll actually slow down. The motor itself will slow down and still take you one knot. And then when you get out of that eddy and get back in current, it'll speed up by itself and still carry that one knot.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're sitting anchored on the spot and the tide turns, what I love about this thing is when you're fishing the jetties or fishing the river for bull reds or drum fishing in the river, stuff like that, or even croaker fishing. You know, when the tide changes, if you've got 120, 140 foot of rope out, that boat, especially if the wind blows, the boat is going to swing you way off your line, and then as the current starts picking up, it's going to pull you back and you're going to be 200 foot from where you were fishing. With this thing, the bow stays right there, the back of the boat just swings around, and you're still fishing the same spot.
I watched them. It like I said, that one guy was anchored up, looked like he was just bottom fishing out there, and I was like, he didn't have the hook down, because as I was motoring out there to get on the spot I wanted, you know, you try to be lay off of people's dowel area, because you know traditionally there's a long road of anchor line heading out in front of them. So I'm keeping my distance, but I'm looking for his anchor line. All of a sudden I realize this guy's been sitting out there for 2 hours.
Yeah,
with just the troller going, and he's like 50, 60 yards off the tip of the north, just sitting out there in the desert. So
yeah. I mean, they're amazing to me. Matter, to show you a good idea, I was telling when I first got mine, Captain Mike and I, we had a two-boat charter going for bull reds. We're sitting down here by the Danes Point Bridge, and the wind was blowing about 15 knots. Well, as soon as that tide started slacking off, Mike would be over by me about maybe 30 foot off my boat, and then you look again, he's 80 to 90 feet away from me. Then he's back over about 50 foot from me, and he says, I got to get out of here. He says, I'm just losing too much weights, you know, because you're dragging those weights and hooks on the bottom back and forth, and we're just sitting still catching fish, and he was just breaking off lines one after the other because he had an anchor rope out. And, I mean, just that right there would have convinced me to go buy one, okay? I mean, they're not cheap, but they are so well worth the money. It's just unbelievable. And let me tell you, my back can tell you they're well worth the money. Because when you go out there pulling that anchor time and time again, I mean, when I had a problem with mine last week and all, you know, I go out there and drop the anchor. And the first thing you do when you're trying to line up on a little ledge or something in the river at the jetties or wherever, and you drop it down and the wind pushes you over this way, you know, to your right too far, you know, or pushes you back over to the, you know, to your port side too far or whatever, you know, then you got to pull the anchor and try to get set up again. Then the current's changing you in there. It's just so much of a pain in the neck. I anchored three times the other day before I even started fishing. Whereas with that trolling motor, you pull up there and you see where that ledge is on your depth finder. You just hit the anchor lock, the spot lock, and it takes about 30 seconds to find the three satellites that locks in on it. You're good to go right there. And even if you drift off the spot 5 or 10 feet, once that thing finds those satellites and it gets locked in and it sits there and holds, you think, well, that ledge must be over to my left about 10 feet. You just hit the left button twice, it moves you over 10 feet. Yet at one time, moves you over 5 feet. I mean, it's just, they're just so amazing to me.
Yeah, we've sat there side by side bull red fishing with you and I, and we don't, I mean, we keep the same distance, you know, and the motor guide is, you know, I'm just amazed because with my boat, it'll hold me. I've held in some pretty hard current for hours, you know, and when I put those new X-Eye batteries in there, those AGMs, I have not run it out yet.
See, that's great.
You know,
I mean, it's amazing to have that thing be able to do that where you can just pull up there, get on that spot. And that's why a lot of people are using them offshore now, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up. It would really work well for the running gun if you're going to hit, like, several different live bottom or structure bottom spots for sea bass and triggers and stuff. Yeah.
Well, you know, you can, when you're,
like you're saying,
when you're doing that offshore, you can
pull the hook.
When you're doing that offshore, you can slip over, like he was saying, with clicking it, and watch your bottom machine and actually get right on top of those fish or pull ahead of them a little bit so you have them right in your zone to catch them. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
It's amazing, Chris. I'm telling you, if they made one with a shaft long enough for a soggy doggy, you should get it.
Yeah, right? No, I've kept it pretty simple on the little boat. I haven't had any since I got past that little charger issue on the little boat. But, I try to keep it simple. But that's technology that really makes fishing a whole lot more fun. And I can tell that all those people out there at the jetty, they don't want to anchor up. Because I think half the time when you get your anchor hung up, you're not getting hung up on the rocks. You're getting hung up on all the old broke off land down there.
You know there's a ton of them down there, too. You know it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Chris, I hate cutting you short on it, but I sure appreciate you calling. And Merry Christmas to you, Chris. And
Merry Christmas to you and Chip.
I want to get you back in here on the show with us again. Thanks for coming in, Chip.
Always a pleasure, Vic.